The aftermath of Super Bowl LIV, oh, it continues, and it continues in a big way as the Kansas City Chiefs continue basking in the glory of not one, not two, but three double-digit comebacks in each of their playoff games. And I got to admit, you sit here 24 hours after the fact, I'm still a little surprised with the way this Super Bowl shook out, because I told you guys for 2 weeks, basically, that it was going to have to be Patrick Mahomes at his very best in order for Kansas City to beat the San Francisco 49ers. That ended up being partially true, because in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes ended up being at his very best. The third and 15 at Tyreek Hill, without a doubt, the biggest play in the Super Bowl, leading three drives, putting up 21 unanswered points. We saw in a short spurt the brilliance of the best player in the league. But for three quarters of this game, Patrick Mahomes was not very good. And I think that kind of speaks to his greatness that much more. How many times over the years, folks, have we watched the great player throughout a regular season or the guy who was the darling of the league get into a championship game or get into a Super Bowl, an NBA Finals, a World Series, whatever the case may be, and they are there for the first time? And you wonder about the nerves, and you wonder about, would the moment be too big for them? Go back to 2015. Cam Newton, now it wasn't to the extent of Patrick Mahomes and what he's done in back-to-back years, but Cam Newton was the darling of the league that season. He was the MVP. He was the quarterback of a team that went 15-1. They rolled through the postseason, beating Seattle and then beating the Arizona Cardinals. And I think a lot of people went into that Super Bowl in the Bay Area thinking that it was going to be a coronation of Cam Newton, that the modern-day NFL quarterback was about to take shape and was about to be crowned as the Super Bowl champion. Except for the fact that Cam Newton got hit in the mouth in that game. He did not recover. He got beat up for three quarters the way that Patrick Mahomes did. Here's the difference. Cam Newton, fourth quarter, didn't have an answer. And I'm not looking to vilify Newton by using his performance and showcasing it in a negative light. No, that's not what I'm looking to do here. What I'm looking to do is show you how brilliant Mahomes was in the fourth quarter. Because what's the point I'm trying to make? It's a simple one. A lot of guys, when they face that adversity, when they get hit in the gut, when they get beaten down, they don't recover. In that individual game, it doesn't happen. They fold. They go quietly into the night. Cam Newton loses that Super Bowl, and let's be honest, he hasn't come close ever since. Mahomes, on the other hand, bounces back in the fourth quarter, delivers in the fourth quarter, wins the Super Bowl MVP, and is the first quarterback to win the NFL MVP and the Super Bowl MVP before turning 25 years old. What does that tell you? Tells you that Patrick Mahomes, folks, is going to be a force that we see in the NFL year after year after year in the month of January. To say with certainty he's going to win it next year, he's going to win three out of four, that's not fair. It's just not. Because what I think it does, it diminishes in many ways what the New England Patriots have been able to do over a long period of time. Putting together a championship run is not easy. You have that Super Bowl hangover one way or the other. If you win, everybody thinks you're the you-know-what. You know, this guy's doing this, that guy's doing that. All the marketing opportunities that are there for a variety of different players. And having that same focus and having that same drive. Not a given. Philadelphia Eagles were a team that 2 years ago felt like they were very much distracted for 3 months of the year until they dialed in the month of December and seemed to be reinvigorated when Nick Foles was inserted back into the starting lineup. Many teams go in that direction where it's tough to just get back into the postseason. So I'm not willing to go on record and say, yeah, the Chiefs are about to win 3 out of 4 titles. But you have to look at them now and say they're poised for great success. And by great success, you know what that means? Being a team that year in and year out, you can talk about as a championship contender. That's really all you could hope to do in the NFL. It's hard to win in the NFL. It's tough to get to that top of the mountain. By having the most dynamic playmaker and the best quarterback in the sport, you now put yourself in a position where you expect to be in the mix in a big way year after year after year. And I guess the challenge is for Kansas City now moving forward. How do you string together multiple championships? How do you avoid what happened to the Green Bay Packers after Aaron Rodgers won his Super Bowl down in Dallas against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I know for many of us, we would have assumed that Aaron Rodgers would be back in a big game year in and year out, that he'd have at least 2 or 3 Super Bowls in his trophy case. Doesn't exactly materialize that way. He was a factor. He won a whole lot of playoff games. But how do you find a way to have that sort of sustained championship success? Well, coaching goes a long way in determining that. And the good news for the Kansas City Chiefs, they have one of the best coaches in the business on their sidelines. And I think now we can forget about the idea of Andy Reid being labeled as this big choker and Andy Reid being on the list that you see as far as best coach not to win a Super Bowl. That's now all over and done with. Andy Reid is a Super Bowl champion. He now has a resume that is just as good, if not better, than the likes of Bill Cowher and Tony Dungy. What does that tell you? That Andy Reid is on his way to Canton, Ohio. Andy Reid will be a Hall of Fame coach, but he's only 61 years old. You saw after the game Sunday night how much the players and the coaches and the former coaches, think about how good that coaching tree is from the likes of John Harbaugh and Ron Rivera and Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy. That is a badass coaching tree, if I say so myself. That has had a whole lot of success. That, like, overwhelming feeling of joy that you saw around the league for Andy Reid finally getting over the hump was the same feeling you had amongst the players who would run through a brick wall for the guy. He is a football lifer. He is a creative offensive mind. And he now has something that he didn't have with the Philadelphia Eagles. Donovan McNabb was a damn good quarterback. I know I was getting into it with Marco yesterday talking about McNabb's career, and I don't advocate that he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's just short of that benchmark. But you know what? He had a damn good run. Jeff Garcia, he got a lot out of. Mike Vick, he turned Mike Vick's career around, taking him out of his dogfighting situation, hitting rock bottom, and then getting him to a point where he was playing great football in Philadelphia. And you look at the work he did with Alex Smith. He's worked with some good quarterbacks, but he has not worked with a quarterback to the level of Patrick Mahomes. I'm Andy Reid. I'm thinking, you know what? I could do this for the next couple of years. And maybe it's not going to lead to a Super Bowl next season. That's going to be awfully tough to do. But Andy Reid and the Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes at the helm, over the next 3 to 5 years, tell you this, I'd be stunned at this point if we're not talking about the Kansas City Chiefs getting back. If we're not talking about the Kansas City Chiefs at least winning one more. One of the other interesting elements of this Super Bowl, and it's one of the reasons why I think it has such a feel-good Super Bowl feeling as a whole, it now has become pretty obvious. It's Patrick Mahomes' league. Anybody want to tell me otherwise? Tom Brady has been the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life. He's going to be playing football in 2020. For how much longer? He's no longer the top dog. Aaron Rodgers, after watching him throughout this year, knowing he's getting up there in age, you no longer look at the NFL and say, wow, it's Aaron Rodgers' league. And yes, Lamar Jackson went out and won an MVP award. And Lamar Jackson, I think, has got a lot of big years in the NFL ahead of him, assuming he can take care of his body, assuming that he's going to develop and progress as a pocket passer. He ain't Patrick Mahomes. There is not a quarterback in the league, and there are some damn good ones. Russell Wilson is a damn good one. Deshaun Watson is a damn good one. Lamar Jackson is a damn good one. None of those guys bring the total package every which way that Mahomes presents. The guy could do it all. Mobility, arm strength, accuracy, leadership, intangibles, and the it factor. You know, I do believe it helped Patrick Mahomes a ton. The fact that he played three sports. The fact that he had this baseball background with his dad. The fact that he grew up enjoying playing basketball. Because I think it kind of like molded him into this like ultimate hybrid where you saw him come out of the draft and, let's be honest, didn't win a whole lot of Texas Tech. Patrick Mahomes, not the great winner that Deshaun Watson was at college. He's not the great winner that Tua Tagovailoa was at Alabama. He was a guy who showed flashes. He had the raw arm strength and the arm talent. You couldn't say with certainty, that's a can't-miss NFL prospect. That's a guy who's going to be hands down the best quarterback in the league. You credit the Kansas City Chiefs. You credit Andy Reid for getting the most out of this quarterback. And now you got a partnership and you got a working relationship that is going to lead to great success. It's already brought the Kansas City Chiefs their first Super Bowl title in 50 years. And I'm sure the hope is going to be that at least one more and maybe a couple more are on the horizon. This is now the face of the NFL. Look around the league, look at the players around the league, and try to tell me otherwise. Never know what injuries. You never know how a team could take shape over the next couple of years. But I think it's fair to say you'd be making a pretty lousy bet if you're going to put your money against Patrick Mahomes over the next 5 years. Certain players have that it about them. We saw that on the grand stage. How many quarterbacks, how many players recover from those first three quarters? And more specifically, how many recover from that third quarter with two interceptions, bad throws, off his mark, every which way? Live to tell about it and rewrite the script in which you end up becoming Super Bowl MVP. Wild, wild stuff indeed.